There he goes, one of God's own prototypes.
Dude, I would never want to spend, like, even 10 minutes inside of your head.
A high-powered mutant of some kind never even considered for mass production.
Like, it's such a shit show.
Too weird to live, and too rare to die.
Hey, what is up, guys? Your boy Johnny Buck here on a Day Zero podcast. Trying something new today. Let's go over the basics real quick. If you guys get anything out of this, please do me a favor. Like, share with your friends. Give me that 5-star review on the whatever the fuck it is. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, whatever. Subscribe, follow. You know the nine. All right, so I'm trying out Riverside today. It's the first time I've used that. I will be adding, it's got some cool shit, so I'm definitely fuck with this. I have ADHD. Okay, we shouldn't have that in here. All right, that, no more of that. All right, so let's go and talk about it. All right, so this is going to be something about me. As usual, it is the new version of the Johnny Buck Show. So it's basically, I want to talk about kind of how I got here. And the thing about it is, like I said in the title, you are probably broken. I definitely was probably, actually, I don't know what the fuck I call this video. Anyways, I was definitely broken or probably broken. And for no fault of anyone, but you're really just my experience and, you know, growing up and things being the way they were and whatever the situation was, you know, how I received things, it fucked me up. Part nature, part nurture. You know, my sister and I grew up in the exact same household. We're two very, very different people. And I have been called everything under the sun when it comes to you're a psychopath, you're a sociopath. One of my exes sent me multiple articles about, you know, what it's like to date a sociopath. And I really don't think I am a sociopath. My therapist told me she didn't. I wasn't. You know, if you guys have been listening for a while, I'm sure I've told it before. I was going to therapy when my dad was dying of cancer. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to therapy because what I've done before, and this all kind of ties together, what I've done before to cope, air quotes on cope there, isn't going to work. You know, the gym was wildly successful, more than I thought it'd be, nowhere near where it is now, and definitely nowhere near is where it's going. But how I coped with shit, and it was a fucking dark time in my life. You know, if you guys know my dad, he's a fucking awesome dude. A little different when you're a son, but he's a great fucking dude. I learned a lot from him. You know, I still miss calling him sometimes, but you know, when he was dying of cancer during COVID, so make it even fucking better. I luckily my wife spoke to me like, "Hey, dumbass, like you need to do something with your life. You need to deal with this." My alcohol consumption went up. My lashing out went up. It was a different place. It reminded me of when I was younger. So, email my therapist. Still have the email. You know, I look at it on occasion when I need a reminder of where I am and how far I've come. But I said, hey, listen, you know, how I used to cope with this is not going to work. Drinking, fucking, fighting, self-sabotage is not an acceptable way to deal with this. There's too many people depending on me. But I've always, up until that point, and still up until even more recently, I've always dealt with it that way. You're a man, carry the fucking load. And I do believe that there's a fucking load men are obligated to carry. Real men, like actual fucking what men should be. The big thing that I'm personally working on. But there's also some vulnerability. There's also I think one of the greatest strengths you can have is to open up your armor. Like, yo, these are my scars. And this is something that I've taken and I've been thinking about more and more is, like, you're not going to win the war without any scars. Like, you're not going to get to where you're at right now in your life without fucking scars. It is what it is. Like, imagine, so, football analogy, right? I played football when I was a little kid. I started both ways, started playing defense. We won a state championship, yeah. All that good shit. And I had a dirty fucking jersey. And there's nobody who wins. And this is a quote I got from Mike. Nobody wins a championship with a clean jersey, you know, and you know, which is great for sports analogies. But, you know, outside of that, like we have scars. I have physical scars. I have emotional scars. And the thing is, a lot of like nobody, you're not going to be where the fuck you are in life. Like you're not going to make it to where you are without scars. You will not win the fucking fight. You will not win the war without having scars. It just is what it is. And that's part of the thing. Like that is how it goes, man. And so that being said, it made me, you know, things the way that society said, you know, things that things that you think in your own little fucking head, right? Things you think in your head, you're like, you know what? You know, I got to do this. I got to do that. Dude, it's not the case, right? But the reason I'm telling you guys all this is what has allowed me, and there's no such thing as black and white. Like, everything's a shade of gray. And the reason I'm saying that is my ability or inability, or however you want to look at it, to compartmentalize my ability to look at the facts, look at the figures, and just bottle shit up has been fucking paramount in my success, right? I am a very volatile person, or I was. Extreme highs, extreme lows, and I still deal with that some. But the thing about it is my ability to basically turn off emotion has been hugely successful for me when I do things. And I still have that ability. Jordan Peterson talks about being a monster, right? You know, you must be able to be a monster and you must be able to control it. And that's something I think I do very fucking well. And I think it's an asset that we all need to really work on. You cannot be emotionally driven and run a successful business. Now, I'm not saying you can't be emotional. I'm not saying you can't be passionate, but emotion cannot steer the ship. You know, weak men are emotional, weak people, right? You know, women are, well, at least up until all the testosterone dropped, women are more emotional. It has a lot to do with the testosterone and estrogen levels. It is what it is. It's fucking science. I don't care what you say. If you don't like it, then go fuck yourself. Women are more emotional in general. It's true. My wife is it. She knows it, especially when fucking hormones come around. I've had the ability to bottle that shit up. And you know, oh, you don't know what it's like. Motherfucker, I have run Trend. I have run motherfucking Test. Deca, I am a pincushion. I'm a chemistry experiment. So I know what emotional swings are like, right? But despite that, my ability to keep my emotions in check, to bottle that shit up and keep it separated has been huge, right? So yeah, I'm probably broken, right? Or I was, right? But the reason I'm telling you guys this is, and it's something I look at in my reflection, is the ability to put that shit away, the ability to separate those things, to not let emotions steer the ship. That's going to be one of the most successful things you can do in business. Now, nature, nurture, I 100% believe that you can work on this. I know for a fucking fact because I'm getting better. I'm actually getting better with empathy. I had on the verge of no empathy. Like very, very short empathy. But it was good for me. Like it allowed me to understand that if there was a fucking problem, it was my responsibility to fix it. It may not be my fault, right? But it's my responsibility to fix it. My responsibility to fix it, right? I use the example all the time. If you get rear-ended at a red light, it's not your fault, right? But it's your responsibility. You chose to leave your house at the exact moment you chose. You chose to go 45 instead of 40. You chose to go 55 instead of 65. Whatever situation is, you put yourself in a situation, that's the extreme ownership. And the responsibility is yours. It's your duty to yourself, your family, your community to go off of that. So why am I putting all this together? These are things that you need to learn. I was very, very fortunate from business. Right? I was very fortunate for business that I had the ability to basically turn emotion off, right? I'm not saying I didn't get mad. I'm not saying I didn't explode. I'm not saying I wasn't passionate because I give a fuck. I'm going to call a spade. I'm going to say fucking things. I'm going to be loud. I'm going to be boisterous. I am that person. It's who I am. But my ability to control my emotions, to make logical decisions over that was huge for me. And I really do think that a lot of the times, a lot of the time that my success, the right decisions I made, the good decisions I made, those type of things, I think a lot of that has to do with my ability to shut these off. Now, yeah, maybe I was broken. Maybe I do have some sociopathic tendencies. I don't doubt it. Like, I just have a very short tolerance. And honestly, I think it's what really empathy really means to me. Now I think about it, you know, and no, I'm done with this podcast.